The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. And Linda is on sabbatical, so it's just me today. Good morning, everybody. 7:05. Well, it's not really just me, because we'll get to Bad Bob here in a second. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I am so sorry I said that. I did not mean it like that.
Call me Chop Liver.
Boy. Okay. Chop Liver. Can we call you Charlie Lima? No. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here every day.
Well, good morning to you, Carl, and good morning, Shasta County. Well, plentiful sunshine, the high for the next couple of days in the 108 range, pushing 110. Overnight low will be near 70.
I'm sorry, did you say it's going to be pushing 110 out there?
Going to be pushing 110. But that's only for a couple of days. By Thursday, we're going to see temperatures, by Friday, we're going to see temperatures start to drop. And over the weekend, we should see highs just right around the century mark, with overnight lows returning back to the mid-60s, which is a good thing. Warms up a bit more next week, but looks like we're going to have a little bit of a heat burst. So obviously, don't leave things in the cars. Be safe with fire. There's a couple of major wildfires already burning in California, so resources are getting a little thin. So, again, this is the time of year when we get the real bad ones. So be safe out there.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney owned a business. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Olympic update. Last night. Well, yesterday. Our favorite little gymnast, Ms. Biles, did not win. She had a chance to set a new Olympic record with 5 golds. Got a bronze medal on the balance beam. And then I think it's Hernandez. The other one that's just adorable, the 16-year-old, got a silver. And people say she was robbed. I didn't get a chance because it was so late last night. Just, you know, when she hit the rack in that number bed, poof, you're out of it.
Yeah.
But so I didn't get to see it, but I read about it, and they said her coaches actually protested the score. And anyway, so she finished with a silver, but she's going to be back next time.
You know,
she was so good.
We obsess that, like, the gold is the only thing that matters at all. But the
not
silver and bronze, whipped so many other people
and
get there.
And, you know, it's only like hundredths of a point here. Yeah. I mean, so when you're looking at it. Now, here's another example of that. Here in the women's 400 meter. Now, we have a runner by the name of Allison Felix. She is the best in the world. She has won. With her silver medal last night, she is the most decorated woman Olympic athlete we've ever had in the history of the United States Olympics. All right? United States history. And she lost. They were coming down in the 400 meters, and the girl she was running against was running so hard. And at the very, literally at the very end, the woman, dove. And she beat her by diving in. Now, some people said, that's cheating. Well, no, it's not cheating, because it says that you can do that in the rule. So it's not cheating. She gave everything she had, as did Felix. So Felix gets the silver medal. She's not complaining about it. And other people, other runners, Olympic runners, nobody's complaining about it. So everybody, you know, get down, get off your horse. But the thing is that woman gave her, after diving across, she was laid there. I mean, I thought, well, maybe she's really hurt or something. She was just totally exhausted. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So then in the men's 800, you've got the world record holders running in the 800 meters. And you got these two Americans. You got a kid named Murphy who comes off a farm, a pig farm in Iowa. I'm not making this up. A pig farm in Iowa. This is who this kid is. And they come in to the final 200 meters of this 800-meter race. And here's the world champion just thundering down the track. And here's Murphy, like, five spots back. All of a sudden, Murphy kind of moves through the crowd and cuts over to the right-hand side and goes for it. And he catches the third guy and finishes with a bronze medal in the 800 meters. It was so exciting. And then you think about it. At the end, he looks up at the score. He looks in the crowd. And I swear, did he look like he was even breathing hard? Well, yeah, he did. But if it had been another 50 meters, he would have taken silver. I don't know if he would have been able to literally take the big one. But if it had been another 50 meters, he'd have had the silver, too, because that guy was tying up and Murphy was coming on strong.
But I think
it was great. A 20-year-old kid off a pig farm in Iowa wins an Olympic medal.
Just by making the cut and getting on the team, these people are a fraction of the top percent of athletes in the world.
We had a guy in our basic school class. You know, after your lieutenants, you go through the basic school at Quantico for 6 months. Everybody shows up for that first run. You know, because we're going to do a 6 mile run. Mm-hmm. Everybody shows up with, you know, different, in our multicolored T-shirts. We probably should have all been wearing brown or something, but we didn't. Everybody showing up with multicolored T-shirts, and he shows up with Olympic trials T-shirt on. He had been in the steeplechase for the 3,000 meter steeplechase.
Oh, yeah.
Olympic trials and finished. I mean, he was like the alternate, you know, that was could have gone. So when we took off at the 6 miles, I didn't see him again after like. Three. I could keep up kind of watching him at three, and then he made a corner turn, and that was it. Nobody caught him again. So, but the Olympics. I am so pumped up about the Olympics. And our men's team lost to the Brazilians. So you can imagine what that place was like, you know, in the beach volleyball.
Yeah. Well, there'd been so much consternation that Rio was not going to be ready for this and it was going to be a disaster, which, of course, news plays on that sort of speculation.
Well, yeah, they want the blood in the water.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, we get people getting robbed down there and things, but, you know, you go into bad parts of town and anywhere and you can get robbed.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was good. Am I getting a little bit burnt out? I am at this point where I'm getting somewhat tired of not tired. That's not the right word because I've got everything DVR'd. So I'm going to make sure I go back and look at everything. But maybe this makes me ethnocentric. I'm not sure, but I don't really want to see the Bulgarians and the Russians in a water polo. And even though they're showing it, I fast forward through it. Does that make me a bad person?
No,
I don't think so because I want to get to where you know the
women's beach volleyball team. On the other hand,
the Brazilians and the Swedes. I watched that one. In fact, I had to do some reruns of that one a couple of times. Go back to see those slaps, those cross court hits, those blocks. Now that's a little different because that's I didn't like. Go back on the 75-kilo Turkish Ukrainian wrestlers. You know, I mean, they push. You know, in the Greco-Roman, they just push each other a lot. And then somebody makes a move, and everybody screams, and you're not sure what happened.
Yeah, beach volleyball though, that requires a frame by frame analysis.
I think so. You know, you sexist. You sexist. Hey, we got to take a break here. I want to come back and talk about. Do we need a $50 million? Internet hub here in Reading. I might be surprised at some of the answers that come out of this one. And about Trump's speech, we'll come back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, which has all types of your coffee, sells coffee by the pound, has every type of coffee maker you could want. Then you go next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Great, great humidor there. Open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to veterans at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back after these messages.
Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning here on the 16th of August. It's about 70 degrees right now, going up to 107, maybe even pushing 108 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we always reach out to our listeners to see what's going on out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion. If you're looking for the thing, my friends, my lady friends, or just, hey, guys, go in there and find things for your significant other. Located at 1322 Pine Street, lots of gifts that are hard to buy are right there at this boutique. They have the largest selection of Brighton bags. They've got Miss Me jeans. They have it all. They can dress you from head to toe with all the accoutrements in between. Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292. Great store, great people there. Okay. Yesterday, Adam McElvain, a candidate for city council, had a meeting, it was kind of a conference, and you had six or seven people on a panel there. And they've talked about bringing in that high-speed cable. And he's talking about fiber, high-speed fiber. And the benefits it would have to our city. It would have great benefits to our city. Mm-hmm. He wants to put it in an electric utility using the assets we have already, and the cables, the pipes and all that. You just run the fibers through there.
Yeah.
Without having to build anything. I mean, you can just run it right off what we have now. It'd be a separate utility.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's not he's trying to take anything away from the private, you know, businesses like that. But since they ruled that this is, should be treated like a utility,
right?
He says he's and now he wants to do an Adam wants to, and he's going to be here Thursday, by the way. But he want, and we'll talk more about it. But he wants to do a privately funded study to see the results of this.
Communities that have invested in high-speed infrastructure have been successful. Chattanooga comes to mind. They made big investment, and businesses flocked to see them. Trying to remember a couple other communities across the country either have had Google Fiber come in or invested city funds into what a lot of people are saying should be strictly a private venture and benefited greatly.
I see that. Now, I see something like this. Now, he said that the cost for all of this, though, could go all the way up to $40 million. Now, I'm not sure about where all the costs are, and that's where we're going to talk to him about it. But I think, you know, because I've heard anywhere from $4 to $5 million to get it down here, you know, because it's on the railroad track. From what I, you know, if they've brought it down, it's in Reading.
Yeah.
But it's on the railroad track, so now you have to move it around, so that's where you get your $4 or $5 million cost. But if you use this as a utility thing, you know, where it can like, where it's already there, and then and then you buy so many, like a gigabyte, you can buy 1 gigabyte a second, and that's for $100 or something. Is that like fair?
Yeah, the price of high speed, if you want to get up into those speeds. Now, I'm paying, I guess about $60 for some pretty abysmal speed courtesy of AT&T. And I would pay $100 for a gigabyte a second, absolutely.
Okay, so you pay that. And then businesses would pay $200 for what's after a gigabyte?
Terabytes are bigger. Okay. But we're not there yet.
Yeah, no. Okay, so they could get 2 gigabytes. They could buy, you know, for $200. But anyway, what this would do is and these are all experts in the IT industry are saying, hey, look, you have that, and people will buy it. You know, can you imagine we had that running through the station here?
It would be nice.
I mean, it would be great. So I think it's worth, you know what, I am all for it. I think we need to do this. Now, I don't know about the $40 million price tag. And here's the Record Searchlight. Who do they ask for a comment? Rocky Slaughter. But they did say that he was supporting the two other candidates. But they didn't say that he's handling their publicity for two other candidates. I mean, he's involved in their campaign. They didn't mention that part. But, of course, that's the Record Searchlight. So we're going to have Adam on Thursday as part of our, you know, groups of city council people coming through.
So just for an example, Carl, we have pretty decent internet here at the station. We pay and we pay handsomely for that. But we're right now I went to a Speakeasy speed test, and we're getting about 17 megabytes down and about 3.5 megabytes up. Now, they'll tell you. Spectrum will tell you up to 60 megabytes a second. Well, up to is the operative word here.
Yeah.
You very rarely, unless you have a pristine connection and there isn't another living soul on the line, you're not going to get that number. It's a theoretical number.
Oh, yeah. When I get here early in the morning, I'm steaming through here, but within an hour, I've slowed down.
Yeah.
And then later on in the day, it goes back up again, too, as people are leaving their jobs. Okay. Well, I think it's something that we as a community really need to look at, along with a couple other things. But at least this is a step forward. This kind of goes along with building a bigger pie. You bake a bigger pie, there's more room for, you know, then the slices, you can put more slices into it if you have a bigger pie. All right. Trump pulled off a national defense speech, which was really pretty good. You know, it's a shame that when you hear people saying is that, wow, he stayed on the teleprompter. Well, he did. Here's the thing with Trump, and I don't know if this is if he's just got so many things going through his mind, but he'll start on a subject and then he jumps to another one. And I saw him do it when he was speech here. I mean, he started off with something I'm looking forward to, talking about economy, and then he jumps into, I don't know, whacking away at Hilton or Clinton or something. Anyway, but he stayed on it this time, and it was a cohesive plan on how to take on ISIS, which is a huge problem in the world. Where it used to be, it was zero, and people don't like to hear this, but under Clinton and Obama, it grew from nothing to now it's in 28 nations around the world, 28 countries around the world. And he's come, and he and his plan is to fight them on all fronts, build up our allies, treat it like it was the Cold War. That this is a battle we need to contain this. We need to not only contain it, but then destroy it, because containing it doesn't work, not in today's ways of traveling and communications. So, and then he talked about, hey, look, if you're coming from a terrorist nation where there's terrorists, where ISIS is in it, you need to be vetted very well before we just let you into our country. I can't. And you know what? What's wrong with that? Yeah. I mean, people don't remember this, but during the Cold War, if you were just Russian tourist, you didn't get in here. Oh, we just want to kind of wander through the United States. No, it didn't work like that.
Yeah,
and people don't remember that. That you know you've got to treat it as we're at war with ISIS, which exists on so many different levels. So what's wrong with protecting ourselves? If you want to bring people in, and Clinton wants to bring in hundreds of thousands of Syrians.
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay, I feel for the Syrians, but why did we get into this mess? Clinton and Obama, is this some kind of like mea culpa here? Look, after I destroyed your country, you can come into ours?
Yeah.
No, that's not the way it works. You know, why can't we find places for them that are safe over in the Middle East someplace?
Yeah.
Of course, then you get into this. Oh, Saudis aren't taking any refugees.
Just offloaded a bunch. But speaking of such related things, we just sent a bunch of Gitmo folks over to 15. Emirates.
Yeah. 15. So, hey, he wants to close it down. And he wants to move the last group here to the United States and put them into high security prisons.
Why?
Well, you know, frankly, we want to turn Guantanamo, you know, now that we've got really good relationships with Cuba. We want to turn Guantanamo Bay into, we want to sell it to the Hilton Corporation.
Club
and,
Ed.
And make it into a, all one fee resort down there in Guantanamo Bay. It's got some good, you know, it's got a beautiful, beautiful bay there, beautiful beaches, good fishing. Yeah, we can make it like an R&R center for congressmen.
Yeah, as a resort destination, Cuba does have some definite possibilities.
Oh, my gosh. It's a great... I mean, yeah, if you read about it. Oh, you know what? If you didn't have to worry about the Castros taking your funds,
yeah,
you could see people... There's people saying, oh, well, you know, we need to invest in there. Well, not until they figure out that, you know, one day that the Castro brothers could turn around and go, oh, by the way,
yeah,
this is mine now.
I think that maybe eventually Cuba will go the way of Vietnam in terms of, they're ostensibly communists. You don't want to tick them off, but they understand that the market does.
I would agree with you on if you're in a lot of countries, but I really think Cuba, once the Castro brothers are gone, I think you're going to see a blossom of capitalism and democracy there. You know, I just believe that. Once... I don't know. Maybe there's somebody that's coming up, you know, behind them that's that strong and all that. But I think the Cuban people, and there's so many, you know, Cuban expats here in the States, they're more than happy to go back there and you know, capitalism and democracy and having their own country back and making it a rich country that, you know, with tourism and the natural. They don't have a lot of natural assets. They have sugar in that, but.
I got scenery.
I'm not sure they're going to stay. They're not. I don't think that they're going to stay after the Castro brothers leave, as communists. Mainly because the Castro brothers killed everybody else that was in his strength.
So, have you ever had a genuine Cuban cigar?
I have.
Oh.
I have.
Decent stuff. Well, I'm not a cigar aficionado by any possible.
I've had them over in other countries that I've lived in. We get Cubanos. And yeah, they're good, but you know what? Frankly, I have others that I like better. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we got to take a break here. We got to have Christy Kidd come in. I think right after the break, I think Turtle Bay's coming in today. You know, but you know what? With my schedule, and with everybody else's schedule, I'm never sure until I see them as they walk by. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah opened up Bastiani Arms 8 years ago, and I tell you what, they are just doing gangbusters in business. They have any type of gun you want to buy, plus all accessories, plus classes in concealed carry and hunter safety and all that, and great gunsmithing and some super ideas on how to do business down there. The biggest idea they have, and they're so successful with it, is customer service. That's right, customer service. You need something, they're there to help you, and they're going to stay there as long as it takes. You can't say much more except they have really good veterans discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larchmont is the only place we buy guns here in town is Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning here on the 16th of August, Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, Steppenwolf. You know, the first time I saw Steppenwolf, I was at Sturgis, South Dakota, with 500,000 of my closest friends riding bikes down there. And he was at the Buffalo Chip Campground, and they have these huge, they have really big concerts. It only costs like $20 to get in. I saw Steppenwolf one night. I saw ZZ Top. But this, you know, it was the same band, well, the same singer. I mean, he does not quite, didn't quite still have the voice, but I tell you what, who cares? People are cranking those bikes up.
Yeah.
And then Magic Carpet Ride and a few others. Yeah.
The 6x9 speakers I sacrificed to Steppenwolf and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, well, I tell you what, they just went for it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds right here in town. I tell you what, Budget Blinds does a great job. They came over to the house the other day and told us exactly what we needed to put on our windows to keep the sun out and the coolness in. Gave us and showed us everything about it. Brought samples. I mean, it was really cool. I mean, if you need window coverings, I can't think of a better place to go to than Budget Blinds and Jerry and his people over there. 226-9027, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. You know what? It's toward the end of summer, but still it keeps the warm air in during the winter. If you've got a lot of windows like we do, that makes a big difference. Speaking of big differences, here she is, the queen of Turtle Bay. No, no. You know what? You're the princess of Turtle Bay.
I like
the
that.
Queen. The queen is like older and a dowager, yeah. but you're the princess. You're just going from spot to spot in the park. You know,
actually,
1 second you have 25 little keats on your forehead, laying on your arms, and you're going over, and the little coyotes running up and licking your face, and then the hawks, you know, perching on your shoulders. This is Kristen.
I'm seeing the total Snow White moment.
Oh, yeah, it's Snow White, and all the little birds are bringing these little.
You're making me sound so much nicer than I am. See, over there, I get called the PR pixie.
The PR pixie.
Get a little bit of an attitude if you're a pixie. So.
Pixie, no. If they move you to elf, watch out for elf.
Yeah, then you're worried.
And then stay away.
To be an insult.
Yeah, then pretty soon it gets to troll. So, you know, so watch out when they're doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Tinkerbell was
a
pixie.
Yeah, my license plate says pixie. I walked right into it. It's fine. It works for me. She leaves glitter everywhere she goes.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
We've had the vacuum twice.
Yeah, you have to clean every time I come, I know.
Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay.
Well, hello. The intros are always so fun.
Last time it was your birthday.
It was.
I'm sure you'll stop being carded in another 15, 20 years.
Someday.
But,
it'll be such a happy and such a depressing moment at the same time. Yes, I know. But see, being a kid at heart, or in real life, also by last name, works really well working at Turtle Bay. So,
there you go.
Can't complain about that.
Well, what's going on?
So much. We have, of course, we have our exhibitions, which, nice little lead-in with the music there. We've got Rock You, History of Rock and Roll.
There you go.
So that works nicely. So we've got that open through September 15th. So you have it's actually a little bit later than we usually keep our summer exhibitions open. So a little extra time there to go check that out if you haven't yet. Go rock out in there. And then we've also got...
And you can rock out.
You can rock out, for real.
You can go in, you can get a guitar, mm-hmm. and you get the drums, and you can play them all you want, and it doesn't make any noise.
Yes, there are some that do, but there are some you can do on a headphone so no one can hear whether or not you are actually
the
good.
The drums.
Yes, on the drums and guitars, actually. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. I'm beating on the drums. Yeah. I'm sounding so good.
Well, when no one can hear it, as long as look cool, you're fine.
You know what? There you go. You practice that air guitar, and you're up there just like this. You're playing some riffs, and people can't tell that. You have no idea what you're doing because you're moving your hands back and forth. And
look confident.
Your finger, look confident. Yeah. Like this. And then you look over to the side, and then you pick up the guitar, and you beat it on the ground.
Unfortunately, you can't do that because
do
they
that.
Are attached. I'm sorry to let you down on those dreams of smashing a guitar at Turtle Bay, but we do have inflatable ones that you could go sort of pretend to smash, I guess.
Inflatable guitars?
Yeah.
Is that for the...
We sell them at the store, and we actually had to stop selling them until afternoon because people kept taking them to the animal shows, which are at 11 and noon, and the animals would get too distracted by them. It was actually kind of sad. It's not funny, but I laughed a little bit when I heard the story.
I mean, there you are. There's your six-year-old holding the guitar up, and here comes a hawk at them.
Yeah. Not even at that, but they'd get scared of it because, you know, it's an inflatable toy. You know, kids
and
like
they
wave them around, and the animals don't particularly like that. So we can't sell them until after the shows are over.
Why don't you just say, have somebody stand there, sorry, you can't take this in here.
Well,
and you can pick them up. Then.
But they're cool, and they're popular enough that we didn't, one person couldn't hold them all. So originally that was the idea, but then people kept buying them, and so now we just have to not set them out to buy until after the shows are over, which is fine. That's noon.
Sell them on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You can put them right there.
Right there. Take them on out.
You know what? I can solve this for you.
You're going to
just put a big box there. They just stick them in because they're all the same, right?
That's true. Different colors. You know how big a deal colors can be? Come on.
I still think you can
smash these inflatable guitars if you'd like to, just after the animal show.
It's just slow. And they bend at
That's true. It's not quite as satisfying. There's no, like, crash.
That's
know?
Right. You hear a little whooping sound.
Yeah.
You could probably get one of the parakeets.
Oh, don't say that. Don't suggest that. Actually, I do think that they have not. That is where they hold them at the door. Is that
they do hold them there.
You can take them in the parakeet.
Okay.
Out.
Well, I think that's fair.
That's reasonable.
Okay. So the Rock U is still there and
mm-hmm.
going strong.
It is. Then we've got some cool exhibitions coming in after Rock U leaves. We have got three in the fall, actually. So it's kind of a lot for me to talk about, but they're all really exciting. So we've got Take Flight, which is all about, you know, you can build, it teaches you how to build a correct paper airplane that will actually fly. Because I know mine usually don't. So that's kind of nice. You learn all about flight and, you know, propelling things to go off and launch. And then, of course, you can make your own paper airplane. And then we've also got a really, really cool exhibition that is literally one of a kind being built right now. You are going to make a paper airplane, aren't you?
I'm listening to you with bated breath here.
But we've got an exhibition that it's a collaboration with the National Park Service and their Centennial and Shasta Historical Society. And it's all about the 7 national parks that you can visit within a day's drive from here.
Well, really?
But that will be fun. There's going to be, we're literally creating it right now. So, you know, you can't see it anywhere else. You see it at Turtle Bay and then go visit your national parks that are, you know, literally in our backyard.
You know, if you are a senior, you can get a lifetime pass for like $10.
That's awesome.
I think it's our national parks. Because I just saw something. Got something from the VFW that says that. And then, but you can get a lifetime pass for $10.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then you can go to any.
That's so worth it.
It is. Oh, it's a lifetime for $10.
That's so great. That's.
And they figure, how long? Much longer are they going to live?
They won't use it for that long. That's so sad. Why would you just say it like that?
Well, they don't offer them to you.
That's fair, but they do have one that we just saw about a week ago that for any fourth graders, them and their families can get, I believe, a free pass, I believe, for the year that you were in fourth grade.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a fourth grader in your life, there's that, too.
It's just fourth grade?
Yeah, I think it's while you're in fourth grade, because I think it has something to do with their history, their history class that year, I think. We're going to have that. I totally got off track there.
$10 for the senior pass. There you go. See, I told you. You learn something new every day, Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm learning how to make a proper paper airplane by watching you, too, because I'm really bad at it. And this is totally going to fly, isn't it? Well, if you hadn't hit the wall.
Okay.
But you can learn how to do that.
I didn't hit you in the forehead. That was a big thing.
That was me. Thank you for that. But our National Park Service one is going to be really, really great. It's all about I don't know all 7 parks off the top of my head yet. I will learn them before next time I'm here, I promise. But it's going to be all about the things you can do and finding your park and finding what you can do in all the parks that are close by to us, which is great. And then the last one is called Bountiful Harvest, and there's an artist out of Southern Oregon named Betty LaDuke who did these really wonderful pieces that are about the people who harvest crops in nearby. I'm not sure exactly what area she went to for the whole thing, but she went and observed them and then drew them, and they're on these really wonderful wood panels. So it's not just paper paintings. There are these big 4-foot panels, and they're going to take up part of the arts gallery, and there is a program for kids that goes with that.
Really?
Yeah, so that was me rambling for you, but they're really exciting.
I didn't see her out there when I was picking apples.
Well, she did do these a couple years ago. So, sorry about that.
Might have been a couple years before that.
Yeah.
But
caller called in with, didn't want to go on the air, but said that that pass, even though it's for federal properties, if you present it at a state park, in many cases you will get a discount.
That's helpful.
There you go. Yeah. There used to be You used to be able to, if you're a veteran, you could get, a break on parks. This one park ranger, though, when my buddy asked, said, you don't have to come in here. He said, well, why don't you give veterans discounts? And she goes, well, you don't need to come in here if you don't want to. And I went,
ew.
That wasn't very nice.
That's not a nice answer.
So
from a PR perspective, I would highly recommend you never said that again.
Just kind of, on our way out, there was the manager's cabin.
Wow,
so
yeah,
kind of pulled in there, just, hey, just, you know, I mean, just got back from Iraq, and, you know, my buddy asked if there was ones, and she just got really, it wasn't like we were being mean or anything.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Nah, anyway.
Well, we have discounts for veterans at Turtle Bay. We don't say that to veterans from us.
There you go. And another reason to go to Turtle Bay. You guys support veterans.
We do. We do.
Yeah, I got to go get my card over at the Vet Service office.
It's not hard to do. Yeah. Well, you just go over to the VA, to the clinic, and they'll give you a card. It shows that you're a veteran. Yeah.
Well,
just go and register. Have you registered over there?
Over
at the Veterans Clinic. No, the Veterans
Clinic.
Just go over there and register, because you can register, show them, give them your 214, and they'll give you a card. Because, you know, you served for 4 years. And that way that your name's in there in case something comes up, that they find out that the ship you're on had asbestos and everybody on it.
Well, it's not Enterprises. It means I'm my own nightlight. But
we're going to take a break here. Alliance Heating and Air, who's done all this great work for us, saved our lives during the summer. I'm on a first-name basis with all the boys, TJ and Steve, and, of course, Martin, who owns the place, veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for anybody to work on your air conditioning or heating systems, this is the man. He and his crew fixed everything, brought in portable air conditioners, everything so they can make it work for us. Give him a call at 221-2642. You'll never be sorry. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Because we had the dinner for Turtle Bay that we were paying off, or people had bought. And and that night at 4 o'clock, as everybody knows, we blew the air conditioner up. And 8 people were coming after paying a gross amount of money to eat there at our house. So here comes Martin with his guys, and they put in a portable air conditioner. We had fans going. It brought the temperature down to probably 94, 95. So,
that's a chill factor.
But they came. They fixed it. Got it. Everything fixed. Moved things around. So we got everything fixed there within a few days. Can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we're going to take a break. It's like 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. We got a lot more stuff to cover here.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay is here with me today. Of course, with Bad Bob, it's still holding at 68, 67, 68. My gosh. You know what? What's going to happen is you're going to see a major leap in the temperature since it's supposed to get up to 107 today. 107. Leave no carbon-based life forms in your car. No chocolate, no food. No eggs, nothing. Leave it nothing in your car longer than it takes you to drive home, get out of the car, and the first thing you do is you take out the live things and put them inside the house, and then go after the inanimate objects right there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. If you're looking for jewelry, this is the place to go to. They have their own gemologist who can design and build rings, brooches, necklaces, bracelets. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You've got any type of watch that needs to be repaired, you can take it apart and fix it. They have great prices, and they are honest people at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-2750, or just stop by. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open at 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. I'm here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the Rock U, and we're talking about the parks, the national parks that are around us here in Northern California. We can drive to from here. Mm-hmm. And then we talked a little bit about the animal shows and the inflatable guitars. And the fact that you're going to have a show that teaches you how to do paper airplanes exhibit.
Yeah. I mean, there's more to it than that, but you will learn that in there, too.
What else do you learn?
It's called Take Flight. So it's from the Science Works Museum in Oregon. So it's about the science of flight and aerodynamics and the different, math equations you have to do for something to fly. That I'm going to learn a whole lot because I don't know any of that. I can't wait till it gets here.
You put little wings on your pixie exactly. car and
see
if it
that's
lifts
the
off.
Thing is
and
I have wings. Off. That should just be enough. I don't need the science.
Do you have wings?
I do.
You probably did when you were a kid.
Of course
right?
I do. And when I was a kid, come on, I have them now. I just told you I was Tinkerbell for Halloween. Of course I have wings. Come on. Nothing about that should surprise you. It just fits.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Sometimes I just have to bite my tongue here. Because you go from spot to spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's fitting.
I am.
But all those exhibits don't open until the end of September or beginning of October. So looking a little closer, we do have some stuff coming up in the next 2 weeks that people should come check out. A really, really big one is we have our Volunteer Opportunities Workshop next Saturday, the 27th, which is an hour and a half presentation basically about what volunteer needs the different departments at Turtle Bay have. And the reason that's so important is that we had last year enough volunteered hours to equal 10 full-time employees. That's huge.
We couldn't stay
open without
huge.
That. So we really love our volunteers.
Are you giving them a party?
We do give them a party. This is not. This is for new volunteers. If you want to come and find out about volunteering with us and what you can do from volunteering with the animal department to education in the museum or the gardens or admin, if you feel like filing stuff, we've got people who need to do that too. So, we've got all across the park. You'll learn about all the different departments, and that is at 10 a.m. on the 27th in the museum. And if you come, you get in the park for free that day. So, you know, that's always a bonus.
Yeah, that's always a bonus.
Come for free.
Come for free. That's always good.
We'll bribe you a little bit.
It only costs you $80 for a whole family group anyway.
It does.
And that $80 is good for the year, and you can bring kids that you don't even know there.
Don't encourage that.
You can bring people.
Technically you can, but please don't.
People
please know the
sleeping
children.
Outside the park, pick them up. Hey, come on in with me. Oh, no, it's not adults.
No, it's only kids.
Okay.
So hopefully you don't find any of them sleeping by themselves outside. That wouldn't be good. Call someone if you do. Don't bring them to the park.
What if they're already sleeping in the park?
Well, then we should hopefully already know about it.
Oh,
hopefully.
Hopefully.
In theory.
I've been looking at your hotel.
It's looking like it's a building now. They're putting the roof on right now over the guest rooms. And then there's working more on the framing of the lobby area. But that part doesn't have a roof yet. It's just kind of steel beams at the moment. And then the parking lot.
Coming right along.
Yeah. They're landscaping.
Coming right along.
Be
wonderful.
Interesting to see what they do with the restaurant. Because on this side of the river, your restaurant selections are, shall we say, limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting a little more control over the restaurant than we do since the hotel is a Sheraton. They have their standards for the restaurant. We get to do a little bit more with. So.
But if you look at the west side, your culinary choices are not the best in the world.
No.
For a town of this size.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's I just see this as being such a, you know, an attraction. And you've got all this other land right there that we could, you know, start a roller derby school.
Love it.
I was always hoping we could get the, for a while they were talking about putting the Northern California Veterans Museum there, and that never worked out.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, because that would have been, that would have been perfect
right there.
And then you could have all these two museums there and feeding off each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that would have been good.
So how many times do you have to answer the question, what is that big, ugly concrete thing?
All the time. All the time. It's the monolith. I can tell you all about it because I have to answer that question so often. And unfortunately, it is not actually accessible at the moment because it is within the construction fencing. But normally it's open
to
the public.
Is Turtle Bay, can it expand?
As in the museum, what we offer?
I mean, can you add another building or anything like that? I mean, it's really nice. Don't misunderstand me.
No,
I really love it. Everybody
mm-hmm.
does. But, I mean, is there any room for expansion there?
Well, that basically the piece of land you were talking about, it's about 14 acres
right.
that we doesn't it is unplanned at the moment. And so that would be the best way, I think, I don't know if I don't want to say the only way because I'm not positive on that, but I know that would be the first
that
area.
It seems
we
like
would
that
look
would
look
be an
expanding.
Area right there.
Yeah.
You're right that you
yes.
could do that. You could bring another. I still think it'd be a great idea to be able to bring another museum in.
Yeah, and I know that was part of the talks, and the other one. And
you're talking about like a
the STEM Center.
The STEM Center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that might be.
And the Planetarium was in talks for a while too. But I know they've gone through way different talks.
I tell you what, the Planetarium,
last.
Unless it can sustain itself, it can't even sustain itself now.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure how moving it there would.
That was I don't want to say argument because of course we support them, but that was our thought as well. So I don't know what that'll be. I know we would like it to be another educational or, you know, cultural institution type thing that fits in with Turtle Bay that maybe offers something that we don't already or expands on something that we already offer, which is kind of what the STEM Center would do because that would obviously add to our education program. So, I don't know. Well, no one's made any plans. I know what our forest camp's going to be, but that's already in the park. It's not expanding anything. But we are getting new stuff there, so that's always exciting.
That's good.
It is.
That's good.
It is.
That's great.
Things are changing.
For
the better.
Well, it's good. And, you know, there's so many things going on at Turtle Bay and all the things in the future. And, you know, people can, you know, this is such a great, you know, great museum and that it kind of like, you know, anchors that little area down there. And if we can ever get the, you know, once the river starts developing, there's going to be a lot of neat things you can do. You know, y'all, you know, right there where you all are on the river. You should be able to be doing things, you know, like taking little electric boat trips up and down, you know,
mm-hmm.
showing people the flora and the fauna,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the flotsam and the jepsam,
yeah,
the people alongside the river.
Yeah, people watch.
Coos Bay, Oregon, took their entire waterfront and made a walk with historic stops. It's about 6 or 7 miles long, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But they took advantage of that natural asset and turned it into a tourist attraction.
Well, it's true.
So, and that's something we would want to do, too, with expanding anything, is keep it the natural history and world and information there and not turn it into a campy.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Christy Kidd.
Thank you.
Everybody go on out to Turtle Bay and you call Christy early. She might even take you through, give you a tour.
I'm not there early. Don't call me early.
Early. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. consumer prices were unchanged in July as a big drop in gasoline and other energy prices kept inflation in check.
The Labor Department says the flat reading for overall inflation followed a 0.2% gain in June. Energy prices fell by the largest amount in 5 months. Core inflation, which excludes volatile energy and food, edged up 0.1% last month, the smallest increase in 4 months. While core inflation has risen 2.2% over the past 12 months, overall inflation is still well below the Fed's target of 2%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Home builders have been busy. The government says the pace of housing construction rose 2.1% last month. 7 people now confirmed dead in the Louisiana flooding. If there is a bright side to all the tragedy, death, and loss, it may be seeing neighbors help one another. Jamie Hawes was rescued.
I am so overjoyed that we are such a good community and we are all here together. Everybody is trying. Everyone.
Meanwhile, one of the generous men with one of those boats you hear in the background rescuing people is Ronnie Hoyt.
We picked up a lady trying to get to her dad. We had a boat, so we're trying to do whatever we can in our time of crisis and disaster, so this is time for everybody to pull together.
The waters are starting to recede in parts of Baton Rouge. The Pentagon has announced that 15 prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center have been sent to the United Arab Emirates. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says it was a bad idea.
I don't think it makes any sense. In fact, it hurts our war effort.
Human rights activist Clive Stafford Smith, though, is praising that decision.
Riding reaction is one of great joy. So
it's the single largest release of detainees during the Obama administration. Day 11 of the Rio Olympics, Simone Biles seeking a 4th Olympic gold, one of 28 to be handed out today. She will be competing in the floor exercise. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Former Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will lead Hillary Clinton's White House transition team. It will be planning for a Clinton administration in the event she does pull off a victory in November. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is serving that same role for Donald Trump. The Commission on Presidential Debates announcing the 5 polls it will use to determine which candidates will take part in this fall's presidential debates. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The polls to be used will be the ABC Washington Post, CBS New York Times, CNN Opinion Research Corporation, Fox News, and NBC Wall Street Journal polls. The Commission on Presidential Debates says it selected those polls based on what it terms the reliable frequency of polling and sample sizes used by the polling organization. The Commission also cites the soundness of the survey methodology and the longevity and reputation of the polling organization.
That report from correspondent Linda Kenyon. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Florida officials have enlisted commercial pest control companies in their battle to stop Miami area mosquitoes from spreading the Zika virus.
Governor Rick Scott's office says 30 people have been infected with the Zika virus through mosquito bites in the state. According to the governor, Florida's Department of Health is investigating 3 places in Miami-Dade County and 1 location in Palm Beach County, where new infections may have occurred. However, state health officials still believe that active transmissions are limited to a previously identified zone encompassing Miami's Wynwood neighborhood.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, two South Carolina teens are charged with murder in the shooting death of a Good Samaritan who helped pull an SUV out of a ditch. North Charleston police say the victim stopped to help the teens pull the vehicle out of the ditch last night, then was robbed and shot after the vehicle was finally freed. A 17-year-old and 19-year-old suspect are now in custody. More details on all these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's Tuesdays, so she's not here. But I'm here with Bad Bob, and we're going to talk about the weather here in a second. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8. And what's the weather look like there,
Bob? And temperatures starting to move up fairly quickly. We're going to see a high of 107 degrees today. Overnight low will be right around 70. That's going to continue through tomorrow and same on Thursday. By the time we get to Friday, it's going to ease off just a little bit. Mostly clearer nights with the lows in the mid-60s. Over the weekend, we'll see a moderation down to about 100 degrees even. This and the lake is currently 45 feet from the top. This commotion brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, we were just all talking at one time about a number of things that are going on here. And welcome back. See, good morning, everybody. It's like 7 minutes after. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Out there. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Well, I have a couple of guests today, but I want to start with we've got Rob Burrows here. We're going to be talking about the Boondocker Ball and the museum.
That's correct.
But Jake Mangus is here. Jake is the new president of or CEO? What is your title?
I'd say that you can just call me whatever you'd like.
I'm going to call you a nice guy.
I feel differently, you know, about different situations around town. But I'm very very pleased and excited to be in this position today in our community.
Okay, so president of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's correct.
And here, and after a look, I am so glad that they got some young blood, and not saying anything about anybody else, but I'm just saying I'm glad they got some young people in, because it's time for you guys to start kind of like stepping up here, and you've started to do that, and I'm really glad to see that.
Thank you. Absolutely. I don't know if it's a birth order thing or whatever, but I feel that sense of responsibility as an oldest child in the family. I don't know if taking that on, but definitely as Reading being my hometown, feel responsible for its present and brighter tomorrow.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, Jake's getting ready to go to a big press conference today.
That's correct. Yeah. At 9:30 today, we're going to be hosting members of the community and the media for a kickoff press conference for measures D and E, which will be on the ballot in November. And the chamber has taken a position of support reflecting the majority of the members who have chimed in saying, yes, we would like to see public safety improved in our community, and we're willing to invest one half of 1 cent by way of a local sales tax increase.
How was the survey taken?
So the survey was sent out from our office.
From the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, very. I mean, I would say I toiled over asking the question because I wanted to ask it in a way that wasn't leading one way or the other. For me, especially going through this process for the first time, I didn't want this decision to be made behind closed doors with a small group of people. I wanted to hear from our most important collective voice first, and that's the voice of our membership. So asking the question in an objective way, in quotations, which for me means taking what was on the city council special meeting that day about the measure and going with that language, not putting any kind of a spin on it one way or the other, and then allowing our members to chime in. So not only were they able to vote yes or no on it, but they also had a chance to give us some comments and let us know if they have concerns about it and they're not sure that they would vote yes, what are some of the reasons why? And then if they say that, yes, they would support a one-half of 1 cent sales tax increase for public safety, why they say that we can't afford not to do it at this time. So that gave us a lot of great information on the inside for our political action committee And ultimately, the consensus of that committee and the consensus of our board of directors was to follow the majority of the members and support this. And we are behind it full force.
How'd you put that query out to your?
So we sent it out electronically.
So everybody that's a member of the Chamber of Commerce got this?
That's correct. I mean, in theory, that's the way that it was to work. Sometimes it finds its way into spam filters. So we sent it out maybe three or four different times along the way.
What was your response rate? I mean, how many members, first of all?
So we have, well, a good number to say is 800. We have 800 members. And of that total, we received a response of 23%. Now, that sounds like I actually personally had question about that. Does that reflect, is that a large enough sample size, I would say? So I called, an expert on the matter, and that would be the California Chamber of Commerce. They do a lot of surveying, and Dave Kilby down there said, for us, the industry standard is 15%. If you can get 15% of a group to respond, and when you look at those that responded, does that reflect the complexion of your membership? And if it does, then that you can count on that as a very accurate reading for what the whole may say on one issue or another. So the fact that we were at 23%, I said, okay, well, I guess we're doing all right then. I had concerns. I thought maybe it was supposed to be 50% or something. But I guess realistically, you end up hearing from those that are passionate on one side or the other on an issue. Usually those are the ones that are coming forward, taking the time to fill out the survey, it seems. So we did get a lot. I mean, that was 175 responses or so. Our percentage was 54% to 46%. So it wasn't an overwhelming majority.
It wasn't a landslide there.
No. And I think that really speaks to the effort going forward through November, which is educating the community, particularly the business community, around Measure D and the accompanying advisory measure. What is an advisory measure, and that type of thing. I think that there's a lot to this that people need to understand so they can make a fully informed decision.
The thing about and I just happen to have all this stuff here because one of the city council candidates was here yesterday.
Very good.
And it was not, and it says here the revenue would be placed in the city's general fund, and the city would not be bound to use tax monies for any special purpose. Or any particular services, projects, facilities, or programs.
Yes, you're accurate.
And let me read this other thing.
Yep, absolutely.
This measure is a general tax, which means the city of Reading may use the tax revenues for any government purpose, including improving public protection, jail space, mental health services, fire protection, and related public safety services.
I think that if you look at a general tax with an advisory measure, it's exactly what that states. Legally, the funds could be used for anything.
And there's no, the only thing the advisory message says is, hey, we'd like you to, we really want you to spend it this way.
That's right. I mean, and
they don't have to.
That's true. Legally, they don't have to. The way that I look at it is, I just look at it like this. As the phones are ringing now, of course, we're talking about sales tax.
But it's a question because we need to do something here.
Yep.
So I'm not opposed to the sales tax. I would just like to hear some explanations about what's it mean, other public safety things and all that.
Well, I guess I just one moment to backtrack a little bit is that the advisory measure is not legally binding. However, if the voters, the majority of the voters, are saying that we advise you, current and future city councilors, to use the funds in this specific way, it really behooves that elected official to follow suit. So I don't think it would be very wise for a current or future city council person to go against the wishes of the voters on something like this. And so while the letter of the law would be that, yes, the funds could be used for anything, would they be used for things other than public safety? I think that would be a very dangerous decision for the city council to make. However, that is the biggest obstacle. It's accountability and trust.
I think it's trust.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's trust because two of the people, you may have two people coming in that are running for it that are supporting it. But in 2 years, you're going to see three people that may have a completely new look on things, and this lasts for 10 years. I think this is what – I think everybody goes down to this, Jake, you know that it's that our – do we trust the people to make the decision? What about the unfunded liabilities? You've got one city council person saying, hey, look, we don't need to do this, and this money is going to, is going to be used in other ways. And you've got four others that say no. But
yeah, I think that
I think that's the big thing you've got to sell.
Yep, I think so. I look at Anderson and what they've been able to accomplish in a similar fashion and to show positive results. And I know that is kind of a nice example for Reading to hopefully be able to do something similar there. It's about giving the police and the fire and the tools that they need to be the public safety servants that they're supposed to be.
Rob says he needs more people, and then people will say, though, is we got to take a break. And I don't mean to, you don't have to, Jake, you do not have to defend this thing.
Yep.
You've got city council people are doing it and all this. What you all have looked at is talking to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
People that are part of it, like I am, and saying, look, we need to do something. We can't continue to sit here and mark time and just get deeper and deeper into the pile of poop that we're in.
It's true. Things like pensions are going to take a long time to work through.
But it's also a part of our lives.
It is. That's a reality. So we're excited to get away.
Quick apology to Rob who called in. I fumbled the phone and accidentally cut him off.
So. Okay, Rob, sorry you got hung up on. Okay, we're with Jake Mangus, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. Next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. I tell you, you're not going to find a better place in the world to have somebody take care of your loved ones than Home Helpers. Sharon Clark takes each case individually. All of her people are handpicked. They all are insured, bonded, and trained. If it's a short period of time or if it's in care, in-home service, 24 hours a day, you're not going to do any better than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350, Business of the Year and Businesswoman of the Year. It was Home Helpers.
Okay. We had a greeters there a couple of weeks ago, and yeah. She did a fantastic job.
She just,
what a business.
She does a great. Oh, yeah.
Just her start and everything. She's in this because it's right there in her core and her family.
Well, it is, and she started the business on her kitchen table. Does great. That's Jake Mangus, who's the president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
And Jake's got to run here in like about 8 minutes. So
morning, Terry.
Keep it short.
I will. Okay, first of all, there's 800 businesses. You got a response that they wanted to raise the tax and put the tax up by 90, and you're basing a decision that you're going to go to the public with 90 businesses out of the 800 you have that basically are for this. In 2008, the cost of living was higher. Gas was $4 a gallon. We had 172 people working for the police department. Our at that particular time, our general fund was $72.3 million. Today, we have the cost of price of gas is $2.40 rather than $4. Cost of living has gone down. Real estate isn't what it was. We have a situation where we have 131 people working for the police department, and our general fund is $73.5 million. That, business-wise, that's 32%. That's more than the percentage that you're talking about of the people who voted for this. I just think that maybe some of the statistics and also the unfunded liability, it isn't like a mortgage. Ask Wilton. They got it pulled on them. They're now going bankrupt because of CalPERS.
Okay, Terry, do you have a question here, buddy?
Well, my question is how do you feel that's a responsible response with limited, with something so limited? How do you feel that that's a response to go to the public with that's my question.
I think that's go back and explain that again then.
I think that's a very fair question to ask, and certainly one that we wrestled with. And ultimately what it comes down to is that we've got to make a decision because we owe it to the businesses that we represent. And I can't say how many times, but numerous times I've been grabbed by the arm at restaurants and called and visits from our business members and those in the community saying we've got to do something about this. And so I think this is a real opportunity for us to do something. And the plan is there that will give the tools for law enforcement, for our fire. I like the plan for additional jail space, for accountability, for those people who aren't appearing in court to appear. I like the fact that there is also a sobering center incorporated into this and mental health services as well. I don't think that it's an accurate choice to have to make. You're either for law enforcement or you're for helping those who are experiencing homelessness. I think that it's all a big complex combination. And so as the Chamber of Commerce, taking all of that into consideration, this is a step in the right direction for our community is the ultimate decision
you also
that's
have
made
a board,
by our board.
You also have a board of directors that all weighed in on this,
that's
too.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I think the plan in and of itself is a great idea. The problem, again, comes down to the matter of absolution and where these monies will be or will not be going. And time again, year after year, government from the local level all the way up to the federal level has shown this complete lack of ability to use the money as it was intended, whether it's Social Security or whether it's this idea of implementing this tax without any guarantee of those dollars going to where it's supposed to be going. I myself as a citizen looking at this, I'm looking at the history of our government doing this, there's got to be a better way to where it's before we go and talk about implementing a sales tax, which may or may not go to fund the law enforcement, why don't we change something within the city laws or whatever that says, hey, we're going to put this on the ballot, and these funds, we guarantee no way, shape, or form will they, these monies go into anything other than what they're intended for. An advisory is great. We suggest that you do this. Because they don't have to, and there's, you could say, well, you know, if they don't vote for this, or if these monies get spent in a way that they're not supposed to get spent, there's consequences. Well, I mean, that's what elections are for, but quite honestly, we don't need to just keep giving them more money.
Okay, Bob, I see what you're saying. Is what you're saying is you'd feel a lot better if you knew for sure they were going to spend it right on what they said it was and not just an advisory.
Right. No, well, exactly.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Rob, thanks for the phone call. Got to run. Hey, well, Jake, that's essentially what we talked about earlier here was that people's mistrust in politics, and it's unfortunately is sweeping through the nation. I mean, people don't trust politicians anymore, whether they're your next door neighbor or somebody that's sitting in on the up there in Camelot. But
yep.
It's kind of like there is a leap of faith here.
There is. It is a leap of faith. But I think that it's also it's a calculated risk that we take. We've got to base our decisions on trust. Knowing that that is an issue to overcome, and that is why there is the Independent Citizens Committee that's been assembled as well, that represents different folks around the community. I was selected as the alternate, which I'm pleased in that role, to represent the chamber, along with Ryan Denham and others that have been selected. So that is a way of saying that, look, we've got this independent group that's going to be bird-dogging this and making sure that the funds are used as intended by the voters. And that group is not going to remain the same through the 10 years of this process. There will be turnover periodically throughout the process.
Well, there's going to be turnover in the city council, too.
That's true, and
now,
that's why they want to remain
none of this there. None of this money is going to be used on a homeless problem, on any homeless projects. Is that right?
Well, the way that I look at it is it's all related. Now, if you just put more police on the streets and you can't jail them, is that going to solve the problem? No.
But it's covering jails. It's
yep.
covering police. It's covering fires, covering mental illness, mm-hmm. and the sobering center.
That's right.
But so, there's one of our city councils mm-hmm. that is really big on homelessness.
That's true.
So is any of this money... I mean, does the Chamber of Commerce believe any of this money is going to be siphoned off to do some kind of homeless outreach?
Well, the way that I look at it is that the business community does not have – they're not challenged by the homeless. They're challenged by the criminal activity as a result of those that are feeding drug habits or unaddressed mental health issues that may exist in those individuals. So it's just kind of like saying that not all homeless are criminals and not all criminals are homeless. Thinking about it in that way, so really, I think addressing the criminal activity, the businesses that have had to make that tough decision of do I keep an employee or do I invest in things like a security system and fencing and repairing the next broken window that happens with a passerby.
Those are when they start a fire behind you.
Yeah, those are the stories that I hear, and I know just being. Someone who's grown up in this town, that something's different over the last 10 years in this community. And I know that...
since Rob and I got back.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
it's you guys. I'm personally, very distressed over the human suffering that I see every day on our streets, whether it be self-inflicted or not. Just knowing that if we expect Reading to be a place that tourists want to visit, that employers want to locate and invest, and that employees want to live, I mean, at the bottom of that economic development pyramid... Public safety's got to be that foundation. So this may not be perfect, but we've got to do it. I think this is an investment in the community. It's a small price to pay to get a gain, and let's continue to build some momentum that we've got in this community going forward.
Jake Mangus, president of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, I'm going to let it end on that one, Jake. I know you got to run, and we got, I'm sure so other people have questions, but we're going to have you back on again. We got plenty of time between now and November.
That's true.
But, the next time I want to be, and the reason we kind of got you in here now is because of the big press conference
I
today,
think it's
and
great
I wanted
timing.
To answer, some questions and get some thoughts out there. But I want to come back in as how much you know the Chamber of Commerce has grown. Is what can the Chamber of Commerce do to start bringing in the to help bringing in businesses. What you think about what the chamber thinks? I'd really like to hear what the chamber thinks about this high speed fiber optic
okay.
cable. So
when you come back,
and you know, so we want to really talk about that because Adam McElvain's going to be on Thursday, and I want to really talk. I'm really think that readiness poised to take that next big step
Absolutely.
In the IT.
One of the big things that we do at the Chamber of Commerce is we're an advocate for business. It's partnerships, advocacy, and resources. So right now, advocacy is at the forefront because of it being an election year. There are many things that we do to champion local businesses, and I'll look forward to speaking with you about those other things the next
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Yep, because we have some great stuff happening right now.
Good. Okay, Jake Mangus, thank you very, very much.
Thank you,
we're
going to
take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rob Burrows.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance. Kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models, and Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Did I talk too soon, Bob?
Well, I was trying to let the other noise in the room diminish.
We're a noisy group here today. It's, you know, I multi-schedule here, looks like, lately, the last 2 days. 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, not right down from Classic Cafe. Best haircut in the world, better known. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I always get my haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. You can't get any better than that. Unless you go to Man's Last, the really last stronghold of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Nicely done, sir.
That is one of the last strongholds.
The strongholds of men and women. The strong men and women, I should put it.
That's exactly right. We have fewer and fewer men and women serving our nation now. So, I mean, this is
incredibly,
so much more critical than it ever has been before.
And people don't realize this. Of course, we're Rob Burrows, who heads up, started the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, has fought through years and years
and years
of stuff. We got back about the same time. We were both in Fallujah.
September of 2007, I came back home.
You got back September 7th. When did you leave, though? When did you leave Fallujah?
Left Fallujah in April, May time frame. Left Fallujah, Iraq, 07.
Okay,
I left there 4 months at Balboa Naval Hospital trying to get repaired so I could come home.
Well, that was it. They held me until I could get cleared from injuries. But being in Fallujah at the same time was kind of weird. When you find out later on, you come to a town. Okay, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center has gone through so many iterations right now. But you're kind of like right now, right, poised. You have to tell us about the new offices and all this other stuff.
Well, you know, we came up with the conceptual idea in 2008. We became a nonprofit May 5th of 2008. And the whole idea was for us to have this in our community because we have so many veterans here in our community. The main portion behind the purpose was to tell the story of our veterans. After us being in Iraq, being boots on the ground, serving with the Iraqi people, then coming home and seeing that the media did nothing but want to bash Bush and our military, whatever else, we...
Not realizing that we had won the battle there.
As Seabees, we do humanitarian projects. I mean, we build everything for the Marine Corps, and then we're boots on the ground taking care of the Iraqi kids, the Iraqi people, schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, you name it. We did the humanitarian feeding them. We took care of it. And coming back, we needed to make sure that our story was told. Well, then we realized, hey, if our story wasn't being told, and this is now 2007, 2008, then that's when we realized, hey, the Vietnam guys, their story really did never got told.
No.
The Korean War guys, their story never really got told. And we need to remember the stories of our World War II veterans. And so that's one of the reasons that we came up with this program. So we started the program, opened the temporary museum out at the Reading Airport, tried to work with the city of Reading out there with the property at the airport, because most museums are at large airports where they can bring aircraft in. That's the idea.
Sure.
And that just never seemed to work out. So then at that point, we lost our lease when the guy came in and purchased the property, and we kind of moved from that location to Bocelli Lane to keep our offices open.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been there for the last 2 years. And now we have moved to Anderson. And we want to say thank you to Bob Mather in Anderson with pre-employment. Bob has decided to donate the old Bank of America building that's right there at 2110 North Street across from New Tech High School. And so we are in the final weeks of the escrow to close this deal and to renovate this building from the inside out and to make it a location for the museum. Now, last year, it's been over a year already, we purchased 6.5 acres on top of, and we purchased, this is property that the museum owns, 6.5 acres on top of Cottonwood Hill between Anderson, Walmart, and the Pet Cemetery right there on I-5. And so we have just finished a topographical survey. We have contracted with Shara Dunlap and Sawyer. They are doing our site plan permit and our grading. And we are looking at a projection of November timeframe to submit to Shasta County our site plan permit and maybe have a groundbreaking this spring if things can work out the way we're pressing forward. So All of this takes money. We're constantly doing fundraising to be able to make this happen. And then that's why, once again, we have our Boondocker Ball coming up. We have our regular fundraiser in April every year. But the next big item is the Boondocker Ball, and that's August 27th. That's right around the corner. It's a week and a half out, and that will be at the Wind River Event Casino, Casino Event Center, I should say. It starts at 5:30, and the Lou White Band will be playing. This is a World War II USO dinner and dance fundraiser. We'll have the live auction. Lee Left will be there as our auctioneer, and so we're just really excited about this program. Now, if you look back at the building that we're receiving in Anderson, the memorial building in Anderson will be the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building. And Joe P. Gonzalez was a citizen of Anderson, and he was in the Army. He served during D-Day operations Overlord, and was part of the invasion. He received the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and a Purple Heart for his actions. He made it all the way into Berlin and came home and lived his life in Anderson, California. And Bob Mather has made this happen, as it was his father-in-law, for us to be able to move forward and make this happen, mm-hmm, in the community, and for us to remember our heroes, such as Joe Gonzalez, and to make sure that they're not forgotten. These offices will be the repository archive and research library of the Veterans Museum. So this will be a standalone building, standalone program to incorporate along with the main museum site.
But you got, yeah, but you need something like this so you can step up the next one. Okay, now this Boondocker's Ball, everybody who has not been there. You have people dressed up in costumes. You know, not everybody. I mean, you can if you want to, but there's a lot of people show up from wearing those World War II uniforms, and they have dancing and all this there.
Zoot suits.
They've got
ladies
it all.
With the hair and the dresses.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's just a great night.
It is. It's a good time. $50 for a couple, and that a table sponsor is $500. Seats 10. There, but you have dancing, you have the dinners there, you have a great time, the auctions that are going on. What's some of the things you're auctioning off?
We have 12 firearms from Bastiani Arms, and John and Sarah over there, they just have supported the museum just wholeheartedly, and all of our veterans
in
the community.
John and Sarah Bastiani are great supporters of our veterans.
And so, you know, we really want to do a shout out to them. Yeah. And then we have a lot of other items that have been donated. So we've got some helicopter trips. We have some catered dinners. We have some sailboat trips. We have a little bit of everything that's going to be coming in.
Sailboat trips.
And in fact, one of our trips that we auctioned off last year will be at the Serenade coming up this weekend at Whiskey Town. We'll be doing a dinner and a sailboat journey out there, and then we'll be pulling into the cove there and listening to the Serenade Saturday evening. So, I mean, what a great opportunity. Beautiful weather, a great lake, great water, great music. It's just a good opportunity for us to be able to make these happen in our community.
It is. Okay. So how much do you need to, break ground? Well, first of all, you have to have all your environmental things and everything like that done, right? I mean, that's
all part of our submittal to Shasta County.
Okay. How close are you all on that?
We, as far as funding goes?
No, not funding, but you've got like six things. One's environmental study, and then you said you had something else.
We have our site plan.
Site plan. Does that involve the
all of these items include?
So you're ready to go then?
Every one of these has a spoke in the hub.
Okay.
And so when they did the topographical, when they did the initial survey, now they're doing the site plan layout, which is where we're going to lay out the location of the building and all of the trails. You know, we're going to have over a mile's worth of trails on that property. People will be able to walk through the trails. There'll be water features. There'll be gardens and parks. There'll be an outdoor amphitheater. And all of this is happening. All of this is taking place. We pushed and pushed and pushed to make this happen, and we've been persistent. And so things are finally coming to happen in our community. And so we're excited about it. We're thankful. And, you know, this is just going to be another asset here in Shasta County and for Anderson.
Well, good. We're here with Rob Burrows, who is, where are you? What's your, you're the, what, museum director and cleanup guy and everything?
You know,
I mean, you do everything.
I'm a CB, so, you know, can do is our motto. We just do it.
Rob is the one that founded started the whole idea of the Northern California Veterans Museum, and you've heard why in Heritage Center, and so he's the one that heads it up. He's the one that has that wakes up in the middle of the night at 3:00 a.m. sitting straight up in bed going, "What about that?"
That's exactly what I do.
It's like any other big business
if I
owner,
ever get a chance
if you
to
ever sleep. Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But let's talk about, you know what's happening at the Cascade Theater? That's right. The performance series, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. I have to read this thing. You know, I don't have to read it, but it's cool. These guys go back into blues. If you're a fan of blues music, and I am, this is a place to go to. It's going to be September 22nd at the Cascade. A tribute to Willie Dixon, featuring Big Head Todd and the Monsters with Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks. And if that doesn't get enough blues out of you, nothing will. Hey, get your tickets over there at the Cascade box office. You can get them by phone at 243-8877 or just go to cascadetheater.org and get your tickets. And I'm going to be up in the top of there looking down. Anyway, that's Big Head Todd and the Monsters for the Cascade Theater Performance Series. We'll be right back with Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is Tuesday, the 16th of August. 78 degrees, going up to 107 today. Gosh, watch out, everybody. 107, it's going to be warm out there. Make sure you don't leave anything in your car you don't want to lose. 78 degrees going up to 107. It means it takes like in 15 minutes to be up to 130 in your car. And that is like a hamburger.
That's like Kuwait.
That's like Kuwait, except if you're stuck in there, you can't get out of it. Of course, there have been times you get stuck in there in Iraq and Kuwait and Saudi. That you just, you don't, yeah.
You can't get out of it.
You can't get out of it.
It is what it is.
This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. This is one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care. A simple and convenient health care model provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. Doctor-patient relationship is simple, personal, and direct, and one flat monthly fee provides unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. And the way you do this is you give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCareMD. You simply sign a waiver declaring that neither you nor your doctor will directly bill Medicare for WellCare services. And it's a lot like a lot of things around here. You can see the doctor. You can see, spend 30 minutes with him or as long as it takes. Dr. Jill is going to spend as long as it takes to make sure that she understands your health and what she can do to keep you healthy. So it's the future. I mean, because pretty soon we're going to be overrun, as we are already, with so many people and so few doctors. So people are just paying a flat monthly fee to have their own doctor. Hey. Rob Burrows is with us, who is the man behind the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So many things going on there. The okay? You're talking about sending in the site plan to the Shasta County. Have you talked to them at all?
Oh yes, we've been working with them for almost 2 years. We presented the property to Shasta County Building Department long before we even entered into escrow to make sure and verify that that would be a good location for the museum and that the county would go ahead and be willing to approve that site for us. And so we did our due diligence to make sure that if we were going to purchase that property, that we weren't buying something that a white elephant, that the county was going to say, oh, no, you should talk to us first. Well, we learned some valuable lessons with the city of Reading, and so we've been ahead of the game with Shasta County, and I'd like to just say thank you to Shasta County. We may have made more headway with Shasta County in several 3 or 4 hour meetings than we did in 4 years with the city of Reading, and Shasta County has been very approachable.
How about the city of Anderson?
City of Anderson has nothing but open arms for the museum coming into Anderson, especially since we're honoring our veteran citizens there. You know, Anderson, California has sacrificed and given more veterans out of most counties for its size across the state of California than any other city.
Shasta County or Anderson has given more than...
More sons and daughters to the military.
Okay.
In Shasta County and across the other counties, the cities and counties the same size.
Wow.
Chad Reglan, KIA.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Muntz, Marine Corps. Abducted by the Iraqi forces and KIA. Petty Officer Wilson down there gave his life with the Navy.
There's a lot of them
from
World War II and
I'm talking right now.
Yeah, just right now.
Just our young men. Yeah. Our young men who have served their country and given their lives and come back. And then also, just like Joe P. Gonzalez, a young man entered the Army 19 years old, was D-Day, and served through that whole time frame, put his life on the line, sacrificed, came back home, lived his life in the community. And then here's our opportunity to honor him. And we will highlight the other veterans from Anderson also.
Did people know what he had done?
Actually, a lot of people do not know what he has done. And that's why this is our opportunity to make sure that they do know what he did.
Well, a lot of people, we have a lot of veterans that people don't know what they did. You know, they joined the Marine Corps when they were 14, like Bob McIntosh, landed at Tarawa when he was 15, got out when he was, Peleliu after that, was wounded, got out of the Marine Corps at age 17 after 3 years of combat. I mean, you think about it, and I was wondering if Bob ever asked for a safe site. You know, like, hey, I need a safe place to go to right now. I bet there's times he probably wished he could have gotten in one of those because of what's happening around him. So what do you think about today's youth. I know you've got a son that's a good guy.
My son served in Iraq in Fallujah 1 year after I did in 2009, 2010. Yeah. He came back and he struggled severely. People go, well, I don't really believe that there's 22 suicides a day. Okay, my son served with 1-7 Marines, Cat Red, which is they ran tow missile systems. And they served in Fallujah, Iraq for a full tour. After they came back, 50% of his unit committed suicide. 50% of the guys that he served with in his Cat Red area committed suicide. Cars off roads, gunshots, overdose, These are young Marines between the ages of, at that point, they were 19 and 24 years old. And it's devastating. And my son came back. We had to go to Montana and get him, bring him back home. He was struggling so bad at the age of 21, 22. And to literally help bring him back to a safe place where he could rebuild himself, get hooked up with the VA, get some medical coverage, get some medication taken care of. So the question is what was it that they were exposed to? What kind of combat situation was it? What kind of operation tempo? I mean, all these things. You know, this is what I put it as, Carl. We ran. Our op tempo was just 90 miles a second while we were in country. And we're given extreme responsibilities, and we do our best job. We do what we do, and we do it great. All of a sudden, we get home. We're standing around looking at each other going, hey, what the heck's going on here? And nobody gives a rat's patootie about it because nobody understands the responsibility of where we were and what we did and the difference that we made. And we come back and society says, you know, piss on you. And, well, and that still happens.
Well, you know, what happens with society is unless you're there, they don't know. And they care. There's lip service here. There's lip service where, oh, thank you. But our rate of unemployment is higher, and it should be zero. Maybe not zero, but effectively zero. But the other things too is that you're looking at the suicides today and the studies they're doing. Many of these are non-deployed. They never even deployed to anywhere. Now, I mean, of course, we're getting the ones that have deployed in World War II and Korea and all that, but the latest studies show that a lot of these have never deployed. They're in the first year in the military, or they've just deployed, and they're not even into a combat area.
Well, see, most of the ones we get through Homeward Bound Military Family Support Service, they have deployed. They have gone
and
2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, and they've come back.
And they have come in so distraught, Carl. I mean, we've literally had to grab them by the collar, sit them down, and just work with them till we can
get their
feet back on the ground.
What's the biggest thing?
Losing buddies. One of the biggest things is losing buddy survival guilt. The second one would be that my life just doesn't matter anymore. Just a feeling of loss. Because they had a position of importance. They were in a group, a team, and now they've been separated from that team and they have no support group.
Okay, I can understand that because you go back to Vietnam guys and a lot of these, it's the best time of their lives. They felt alive and then they came back to jobs.
Camaraderie.
And I think that that this can, but it first of all, it has to be identified. And then we've got to have the assets in place to be able to address it. Now, you know, the VA is trying, and I'm not saying that they're successful all the time, but at least they're trying. But we need more of support services around here. You know, what you've got is Homeward Bound, but, you know, you've got Brad Long over at Veteran Resource Center who's getting people housing. We've got our Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and those guys are trying really hard. I mean, it's an uphill fight at times. But and I wish I could wave a magic wand and fix these things.
I think one of the biggest disconnects.
But these are the things and more that people have always. I imagine that people all through war have felt the same thing. That when they're fighting in cohorts, then they depended on that guy with the shield next to them. Of course, back then they fought until, you know, they were dead. So, you know, this wasn't like they came home on leave.
Even World War II, they fought. They didn't come home. They fought till leave.
A lot of
them were gone.
Yeah.
But see, when they came back from World War II in Korea, they were on troop ships. They had 30 to 60 days at the, in the yep. ocean with those guys to and, talk and to I, hash it
and,
out. To
and
talk
I see what you're – I always thought that –
We come home 24 hours. We're from the combat zone. We're back in the United States, and we're looking for our weapons because we can't find them. I mean, it's well, just crazy.
And that's what I see with the National Guard and Reserves. This is what happens. It's very scary. When you're on active duty, we spend a long time getting people back down. But I've always wondered – I mean, and I've always wondered what these statistics are. And I asked them when they were, guys from D.C. were talking about suicides several years ago. What about the people that come home from the National Guard and the reserves and the reserve, you know, and they come back, they're released, and they don't have all their buddies around them. They go up to, you know, Fall River or they're someplace else, and their lives are really drastically changed in the space of 2 weeks. Really, I mean, 2 weeks,
yeah.
And then. So what about what's their level? And they don't keep those statistics because they don't because they've left active duty. And I went, this is really no. This has got to be something some people look at because it's those people that I would think you really need to concentrate assets on. Is if you're on active duty, you've got all the assets there. You've got your buddies.
That's right. With all the base closers, there's nothing up here in Northern California.
Yeah. Well, something to talk about, buddy. Okay, hey. Boondocker Ball, we're going to be talking a lot more about it. August the 27th, it's going to be a great time. Cocktail hour at 5, and we love cocktail
That's
hour.
Right.
Dinner at 6:30, a lot of things, live auctions. 12 guns going to be auctioned off. So here's your chance.
Classic Cafe, Bastiani Arms, or give the museum a call at 378-2280. That's 378-2280.
Rob Burrows, you'll be back on again. All right, we'll be right. We'll be hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we got the sheriff's on with us tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot about this new measures. We'll be right, and we'll everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you,
KCNR Shasta Redding?
Damage or violence?
We did have some confrontations with individuals that were heated. We made a half a dozen arrests. That seemed to have some impact.
The Sherman Park neighborhood erupted in chaos Saturday night after a black suspect was fatally shot by a black Milwaukee police officer. The violence continued Sunday night. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is going to Louisiana today to talk with state officials about the ongoing flooding that has killed at least 7 people. The federal government declared a major disaster in the state, specifically 4 parishes, including East Baton Rouge and Livingston. Flood victim Christina Broad in Denham Springs says, for her personally, this flooding is worse than Hurricane Katrina.